Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you? Hello, my name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Well, what I was trying to do is I was getting some charges reversed on my card because the young lady told me, well, anyway, this is how it happened. When I saw the thing, it said I had warranties and all I had to do was pay like $5.74 for the shipping, right? Well, I have not received anything. It's been since the 4th of December. Here it is, the 30th of December. And she's saying it's some type of contest. It won't, you know, the contest won't happen until tomorrow. I said, well, they told it. The thing had already told me I had won. So I was like, just take my name off and just refund my $5.74. Cause it just don't seem right. It seems like it's to me like some type of scam. When you tell somebody you won something, all you gotta do is pay the shipping and thing. Then they tell you that your name got to be pulled to see if you won. That don't make no. You already said, the thing already said I had won, and now you said my name had to be pulled to see if I won. So why would I pay for shipping and handling for something that I don't even know if I won or not? That don't make no sense.
And so I'd be happy to go over the account with you. May you verify your full first and last name and your shipping address?
My name is Sherrell, Sherrell, last name Thomas. The shipping address, it could have been 601 3rd Street Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama, 35211.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, I show here that on December the 4th, yes, you paid the $5.74 to enter for an opportunity to get the cooking set, which is the pots and pan cooking set. And it does state via the terms and conditions that, yes, ma'am, that entry does come with like a monthly membership of the 6732, and in return you receive a $125 voucher. Now, looking at the account, since we have alleviated, it's not fraud, and I mean since
you
we have alleviated, ma'am.
Say that again.
I said that you were charged a $67.32 for a monthly membership fee. But I show here what the representative did, at least as a courtesy, fully refund that charge. But in regards to the $5.74, ma'am, that is the entry fee that was placed. And you still are in the runnings this month, even though your account is canceled. But that is simply the entry fee and the shipping and handling fee.
Okay, let me tell you this. When I read that thing, what you're telling me said nothing like that. What it said was that I had won that little pot, and all I had to do was pay $5.00 for a delivery for the shipping. Why would I pay for a shipping something I have not even won? And I did not, and I would not, and have not, and have never answer anything for a monthly fee on anything. I've never done that before, and I wouldn't have did it then. But see, what happened was when I paid that little fee, it didn't say nothing about an interest fee. It said pay for a selling fee because I had already won this little pot or whatever it was. That's what I paid for. But I did not pay for something to say an interest. It didn't even say all of that when it was on my email. It didn't say that. Say you won this here, pick out this here, you know, and pay the expenses fee. That's what I paid. It didn't say, shipping fee. It didn't say that this is a fee to pay for a chance to win. So I wouldn't have did that. That don't make no sense. Anybody with common sense know that don't make no sense because the way they worded it when I paid it and the way you're saying that is two totally different things. I wouldn't have did that. I don't do it. Every time I order something, they try to get me to order them little plans where they charge you something every month, time of what you receive. I always turn it down. No, I don't want that. So why would I do it now? Because the way they represented it, they said I had won it. That's where they represented it. And then the people that they had lined up saying, oh, I thought this was a scam, but I received this and I received that. That's what they did.
So, ma'am, the $5.74 is the shipping and handling cost. So, therefore, if you do win, the cooking set is going to be shipped out to you, and also it's the entry fee. Now, as a courtesy, they already did fully refund the monthly membership fee, which was the $67.32 that has already been fully refunded. It takes 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. But the shipping and handling costs and the entry fee, ma'am, that's non-refundable.
Okay, I hear you. But what I'm going to do is I'm still going to call my credit card company, make sure there's nothing else from you all or whatever be in on my card. Because once I explain to them what I said and what you all are saying, it's a mess. And these days, you know, to get all this advertising and stuff on the internet and all of that stuff, people need to let people know what this here really means. As to what you all putting out and what they got you all doing.
But so I can provide the cancellation number because I'm showing you that the account has been canceled out. So, yes, I know for sure you won't have to receive any more charges or any more vouchers, nothing from our company at all. The last representative is supposed to have provided you the cancellation number, but I will give that back to you. So the only thing that you are going to be waiting for is within the 3 to 5 business days to still receive that refund. That's the last and final thing that will be happening from us on your account is refunding the $67.32.
Right,
and I do have to come. Yes, ma'am. C, as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
263.
She gave me that. 263-144-564.
Yes, ma'am. So that number lets you know that the account, I'm showing you that the account has been fully canceled out. And the last and final thing that will be taking place from our company to you is just refunding the $67.32.
Thank you.
And that's it. You're welcome, and thanks for calling the customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.